I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark, and it is rather lovely, which is why I'm trying to get this done quickly. This podcast goes live on March 31st, which means tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day, it's April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, and what a better time to do a bunch of novelty songs. I'm no Dr. Demento. You will hear no strange voices. You will hear no strange sound effects. There will be no whimsical wheel. There will be no musical mic. So apologies. But a lot of weird songs. A lot of fun stuff. Some things to make you chuckle. We're going to start it off. I've been reading Respect Yourself, which is the Robert Gordon history of Stax Records. And it's been fun going back through all of the Stax and Volt singles. And one of the early singles they released was this one by Macy Skipper, who is also known as Macy Skip Skipper, who is the original artist to record the song Bop Pills, which was then, again, probably better well known by the Cramps when they recorded it for Stay Sick. This is one of the tracks that he made sort of post-rockabilly. It's a weird one. This is Macy Skipper with Goofin' Off.
Goofin' off. Horse fly.
Daddy, it was smooth.
How are you fixed for goose?
Loaded.
Well, then hit me, man.
On the way to the cafe, I blows out a left tennis shoe. But lucky I had my cold patches with me. Smoothed a menu with a loaded. They had steak sandwich, chicken salad, bacon, tomato, lettuce, made barbecue, mint cheese, toast, cheese, ham, butter, cheese, butter, cone, lime, goose, ever cream day, belly bear, colored tamboy, steak, cold plate, ham, ram, lap, beef, bull, and bat. Goofball, mood, and tear me up.
After the show, be sure and drag to the Rocker Club and dance to the music of Joe Banana and his bunch with Music Would Appeal. Playing and singing them smash hit, Grandma's a total stranger since she got her nose caught in a record changer. Now there'll be free pink tea for the ladies and Zuzu crackers for the men. Keep on goofing, horsefly, cause you's on Candy Camera.
Man, I feel so unnecessary. I wonder how things are in Guacamole. Do you need money? Send your hot rod, your record player, and your charm station to station G-O-O-L, and we will cheerfully send you 50 cents cash. And if you're not completely dissatisfied, your money will be grudgingly refunded. Keep on flipping, smooth.
Lately, I noticed it's hotter in the city than it is in the summer. And it's colder in the winter than it is in the country. Like 30 days half September, April, June, and no wonder. All the rest like peanut brittle except my mother-in-law, and she rides around on a tricycle. Ain't nothing to it, just go and do it, horse fly.
True, 6 months ago I couldn't even spell the word drummer. Now I are one. And man, all drummers are broke. Have you got 2 tens for five, or 2 dimes for a nickel, or a chain for $1.35, or just leave me $1.50 for a cup of coffee? Well, let me have a solid quarter, man. Speaking of money, where can I buy the one-way ticket to Arkin Butler? Or can you get there from here? Educate me now. You know we went to different schools together.
Are you all croaked out and all blagged off? I done goofed. Have you tried the new breakfast cereal Goofettes? If you have, use goo like I just did. Switch as many do to cheeseburger on cornbread or a cold possum sandwich on dry wheat toast. But if you want to play it safe, then order 2 scrambled eggs. And the way you want them, man, is on credit. Now keep on goofing, horse fly.
Are you all croaked out and all blacked out? Is your face dirty from the lack of washing? If so, try to take old little soap on shirt. They do the work off without the strain off. And you will say happy days are here again. The only way you can beat it, man, is with a stick. And if you're driving home, be sure you got a car, or you too will be goofing off.
And spit on the ground. Ting, tong, ting, ting, ting. All day long you can smoke your pipe, and I'll chew tobacco and spit all night. Ting, tong, ting, ting, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor, expect a raid and the cuspidor. Ting, tong, ting, ting, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco.
A single day without you. Actually, on second thought, well, I suppose I could. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, honey, you're the greatest. Well, at any rate, I guess you're pretty good. Now it seems to me I'm relatively lucky. I know I probably couldn't ask for too much more. I honestly can say you're an above average lady. You're almost just what I've been looking for. You're sort of good enough for now. You're pretty close to what I've always hoped for. That's why my love for you is fairly strong. And I swear I'm never gonna leave you, darling, at least till something better comes along. 'Cause you're sort of everything I ever wanted.
Talented group here. We're gonna, anyway, Bobby wrote me a song especially for this album. This is kind of a comedy song we wanted to do, and if y'all think it's funny, laugh. It's about a service station attendant. You write songs about truck drivers and all the engineers, you know, and whatnot, but I've never heard one about a service station attendant before, and I thought it was funny. It's called Harold's Super Service, and it goes like this right here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Me, I work at Harold's Super Service. We specialize in service all the way. And there's only one thing really bugs me, that big old Barney stripped down Model A. At Harold's Super Service, we do grease jobs. We fix 30 or 40 flats every day. And just about the time we get real busy, here comes that guy and he stripped down Model A. He say, oh, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil tube, he don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Check my windows too if you have time. I died and went to heaven, to that mighty super service in the sky. I was satisfied at pumping gas forever for the angels in the sweet by and by. Now the pearly gates were just around the corner. I could see the new ones coming every day. And I was changing plugs on Moses' magic carpet when up through the clouds there came this Model A. I said, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil too, if you don't mind. Put some air in my tire, won't you, mister? Wash my windows too, if you have time.
From the very excellent live album, The Fight Inside of Me, that was Merle Haggard and the Strangers doing Harold Super Service. What's fantastic is the track immediately after that is him doing basically a bunch of impersonations of like Johnny Cash and Elvis and things like that. He does a note perfect Buck Owens, Love's Gonna Live Here. That's fantastic. And if you've ever seen him in concert, you'll know that like he'll do Poncho and Lefty occasionally, and he will sometimes sing Willie Nelson's part as Willie Nelson, and it's hilarious, but it's fantastic. Like, I really Merle Haggard as a mimic is sort of like an underappreciated gem of country and western music. Before that, Weird Al Yankovic did Good Enough for Now from the Polka Party record. Billy Briggs did Chew Tobacco Rag. That is from Let's Have a Party, which is one of the Capitol Records Rock of Ages series. It's basically a bunch of sort of lost, in some cases, or lesser known singles and stuff from the vault from the early days of rock and roll. There's a doo-wop one. That's obviously the rockabilly one. A fantastic series of records that you can usually find really cheap, and they're totally worth it. They're very short. We're probably talking like half-hour LPs, but when you can grab them for like $4 or $5 in really great shape, get them. And we started everything off with Macy Skipper doing Goofin' Off from the Complete Stax Volt singles. We're going to get a little bluesy, and this is perhaps one of my favorite sort of talking songs. You'll notice there are a few of those in this episode of the podcast. Man, this is probably one of the best ones. From his best, this is Bo Diddley with Say Man.
What's that, boy?
I want to tell you about your girlfriend.
What about my girl?
But you don't look strong enough to take the message.
I'm strong enough.
I might hurt your feelings.
My feelings already hurt by being here with you.
Well, I was walking down the street with your girl the other day. And the wind was blowing real hard.
Is that right?
The wind blew a hair into my face.
Told me about my girl, I'm gonna tell you about yours. I was walking down the street with your girl.
Yes.
I took her home for a drink, you know.
Took her home?
Yeah, just for a drink. Oh. But that chick looked so ugly, she had to sneak up on a glass to get a drink of water.
You got the nerve to call somebody ugly. Why you so ugly till the stuff that brought you in the world ought to be arrested?
That's all right. My mama didn't have to put a sheet over my head so sleep could slip up on
me. Hey, look here.
What's that?
Where you from?
South America.
What's that?
South America.
You don't look like no South American to me.
I'm still from South America.
Oh,
figured out what you is.
What that?
You that thing I throw peanuts at.
Well, look here.
What's that?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Calling people ugly.
I didn't call you ugly.
What did you say?
I said you was ruined, that's all.
Oh, you know something?
What?
You look like you've been whooped with an ugly stick.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it, but I need a feeling right.
Strangest woman, believe me, this chick's no cinch, but I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tease her, I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues, she just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues, she just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. Seems she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues, she just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Tight. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. Well, when we get together, clear away the crowd. There won't be nothing left except a mushroom-shaped cloud. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. Well, your kisses do things to me in oh so many ways. I feel them going through me, all those gamma-gamma rays. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. I kissed you, baby, that evening in the park. I lost my hair and eyebrows, and my teeth shine in the dark. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight.
Go, go, go. Go, gorilla, go now, go.
Go, 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 gorilla, go now, go.
Flesh and blood terror, blood spilling, bone chilling, towering terrors in one twin thrill show. The Crawling Thing. As clutching terror reaches toward you, the scream you hear will be your own. It's too awesome to describe, too terrifying to escape, too powerful to stop. The Crawling Thing. Plus, from another world, the creature of evil. Half man, half monster, but all horror. Feel your throat grow tight with terror. Watch. Listen. Shudder. Die. The creature of evil. Can you stand to see the most gruesome twosome ever made? The Crawling Thing and the Creature of Evil. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
If you don't own any of the Mellow Jello records or cough syrup for Elvis impersonators or any of those, I highly recommend grabbing them. I know I say that about a lot of things, but I mean, if you like weird novelty songs, they're fantastic. They are super weird and they've got all sorts of like movie things. I want to say, they're just, man, they're great. They're so much fun. They're kind of pricey, but they're worth the money. And I would recommend picking up the LP versions rather than the CDs. The CDs, like, they're cut weird. But anyhow, that was The Ideals doing Go Go Gorilla. Before that, Sheldon Allman did Radioactive Mama. That is from his very strange album, Folk Songs for the 21st Century. The amazing, fantastic, raunchy Bull Moose Jackson's big 10-inch record. That is from the King Anthology of Risque Blues. That is a 2-CD set of King Records blues that are remarkably dirty. In addition to that song made quite famous by Aerosmith in the 70s. There's Billy Ward and the Dominoes, 60 Minute Man, Working With Me Annie by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and some songs that you're like, what? Like Bull Moose Jackson, another track, I Want a Bow-Legged Woman, It Ain't the Meat by The Swallows, which is Lollipop Mama by Wynonie Harris. Like, it's filthy. Rocket 69. Like, seriously, like, every generation thinks that they're the ones who invented sex, and it's always a little shocking to find out that people, essentially, who are now your grandparents' age, or your great-grandparents' age, were recording songs about fucking. to put it bluntly. I always started everything off with Bo Diddley and Jerome doing Say Man. That is from Bo Diddley, his best. Speaking of Mellow Jello, that last track of the last set, Go Go Gorilla, was from Mellow Jello for Mellow Muffins. This track is off of the sequel, Mellow Jello for Groovy Ghouls. It is Phil Phillips, and this is The Evil Dope.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country, but you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl, today is The Evil Dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in his saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam's place. And there he met old Gap Mouth Joe. Gap Mouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went back home that night. But the next day he's right back down to Gap Mouth Joe's house. But Gap Mouth Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fooling around with old Gap Mouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late that night, he was in bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He saw, oh, mother, let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gap Mouth Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit across the head. Ba-doom, bip-bop, went to kicking and stomping her. And found the old lady was dead, stone dead. So he ran on back to Gap Mouth Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo, I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in the jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money's gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama, mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look like I'm going to die. And finally, he fell to the floor. He was dead, stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a lie out of him, made a thief out of him, stopped him from going to college, lost his $2,000, made a murderer out of him, and finally killed him, stone dead. Stay away from marijuana, and stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
She never wants to look at me. rock and roll beat.
Joint like wow, wow. She was a mow, mow. Well, I shouted hello there and I nearly dropped dead. She had a sign in her ear that said her name was Brenda. I thought she was kooky and kinda silly, cause I recognized this chick, it was Tanganyika Tilly. Like wow, wow. She was a mow. She said I look divine. She gave me a shrunken head to be her valentine. She tried to get romantic, she acted gay. She bit me in the leg and I shouted, hey, like, what are you doing? Baby, get off my leg. She was mine. Now the years have gone by and my memory strays back to the jungle and those good old days. I'll never more go hunting in the tropic breeze, and never more hear Tilly come a-swinging through the trees, singing wow, wow, like I'm a mow, mow. Wow, 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 like I'm a mow, mow.
Down at the bull ring, down in Mexico, they've got a fighter who can really go. This Matadoro has great control, wins all the bullfights, do win rock and roll. He goes twist, twist, boom, rock, ole! Twist, twist, boom, rocks all day. Rambunctious does okay with the twist, twist, biff, bam, rock, ole! When he first started at only 17, he faced the meanest bull you've ever seen. They face each other in the center of the ring. Instead of fighting, he began to sing. He went swish, swish, boom, rock all day. Swish, swish, boom, rocks all day. Rambunctious does okay with the swish, swish, bim, bam, shakole. The bull was puzzled, he didn't dig the bait. This crazy rhythm knocked him off his feet. He could not figure why he lost control. He didn't know that he was doing rock and roll. He went swish, swish, boom, rock-ole! Swish, swish, boom, rock-ole! Rambunctious does okay with the swish, swish, bip-bam, rock-ole! So if you ever go to Mexico and think the bullfight's the place to go, you'll see a fighter with just one goal, winning the bullfights, doing rock and roll. He goes twist, twist, boom, rock, ole! Twist, twist, boom, rocks all day. Rambunctious does okay with the twist, twist, bip, bam, rock, ole!
something wrong with this bull. He doesn't dig the beat.
The University of Vice appears to have only put out two records, both of them, the Poco Loco and the Coco compilations. That is from Poco Loco and the Coco, Volume 2, and that is Jose Madrigal with Swish Swish. That was kindly ordered for me when I was in New York. I was trying to find it at Other Music, and they're like, oh, we don't have it. But we actually, like, if we make our order within the next, like, half hour, we can get it for you by the end of the week, which is great, because I was in New York, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I would like to buy a lot of records from Other Music. I should have bought more of the Ecstasy of Gold comps. They had the first two, and I didn't know that they were only limited to, like, 750, and I didn't buy them. Regrets. So what you should take away from that is if you go to Other Music and you see something weird, buy it, because it will be gone, and they are tastemakers. Before that, it was Bob Ridgely with She Was a Mau Mau from Lost Treasures, Rarities from the Vaults of Delphi. A lot of really interesting stuff on that. Well, it's like half interesting stuff and half like, oh, there's a reason this was lost. Archie Peer and the Rhythm Ayers did Tamale's Rock and Roll from The Big Itch, Volume 2. Also, definitely, I didn't even know until probably earlier last week that there are like 8 volumes of The Big Itch, which kind of blew my mind. I only have the first 3. And actually, I only had the first 2 until I found out that there were 8. That is from The Big Itch, Volume 2, the Joe E. Ross Memorial Album. That is Joe E. Ross from Car 54, Where Are You, a.k.a. Ooh, ooh. And we started everything off with Phil Phillips doing The Evil Dope from Mellow Jello for Groovy Ghouls, a spoken word warning about the danger. We've got one more set, and it's just kind of a grab bag, and we're going to start out off from the compilation Real Gone Garbage. I have played some tracks off this before, but this I have not. This is the Zanies with Chicken Surfer.
Chicken Surfer, when he sees the tide. Chicken Surfer, he just runs and hides. Chicken Surfer, Chicken Surfer.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about the latest thing. Bought myself a surfing board and thought I'd try it too. Took my board down to the beach as bold as I could be. I stopped right at the water's edge. It was too cold for me.
Chicken Surfer, when he sees the tide. Chicken Surfer, he just runs and hides. Chicken Surfer, Chicken Surfer. Yeah.
Everybody laughed at me as I stood on the shore. Yeah. They yelled for me to come on in. I thought I'd try once more. I saw the breakers coming in, and man, they were so high. I took my board and ran away. I'm too young to die.
Chicken Surfer, when he sees the tide. Chicken Surfer, he just runs and hides. Chicken Surfer, Chicken Surfer.
Once again, I went down to the shore. I really had my courage up to try it just once more. I finally caught the biggest wave. They call it number 9. Everyone was proud of me. They said I looked just fine.
And as I lie here in my hospital bed, I'll always remember when they said,
Chicken Surfer, when he sees the tide. Chicken Surfer, he just runs and hides.
Sea, neath a mango tree, with a Mexicali moon above. She looked at him, and he looked at her. Then he whispered these words of love. I'm going
Poco Loco in the Coco. Poco Loco in the Coco. I'm going Poco Loco in the Coco. A little crazy in the head for you. You got me putting pepper in my Jello.
say goodbye instead of hello. I'm going poco loco in the coco. Because of you, I don't know what to do. Mountains I'd climb, rivers I'd swim, nothing I would decline. I'll even work once in a while if you consent to be mine. I'm going poco loco in the coco. Poco loco in the coco. I'm going poco loco in the coco. A little crazy in the head for you.
I'm going poco loco in the coco.
A little crazy in the head for you.
You've got me hanging pictures on the ceiling. Since we kissed, I got a feeling. I'm going poco loco in the coco.
Because of you, I don't know what to do. If you would be married to me, think of the things we'd share. I got the love, you got the cash. We'd make a beautiful pair. I'm going poco loco in the coco. Poco loco in the coco. I'm going poco loco in the coco. A little crazy in the head.
Fatty in the beans.
Daffy in the dome.
Nutty in the nuts.
Crazy in the head. For you.
It was the night of the dance in the high school gym, when all at once something flashed and the lights grew dim. Then with a zoom and a zip in the room flew a ship, manned by men who were 2 feet ten. All singing,
take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha. Take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha.
Each man was made of Band-Aid and a bobby pin. Electric bulbs blinking where eyeballs should have been. Strange were their hands made of red rubber bands, and they said, while their feet clicked a Martian beat. Hey, Earthling,
take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha. Take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha.
They sang, all the gang gathered round and clapped. You should have seen how they grinned, why your elbows flapped. Then with some gum and a coke and a pink puff of smoke, they were gone, but their song lingered on. Hey, Earthling,
take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha. Take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha. Take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha. Take me to your ear, cha-cha-cha.
Thank you.
Lucky boy, you're late. Have you got the papers the Chinaman gave you?
Yes, Dad. Is it a surprise?
Yes, Boogie. In the past, this information has been suppressed, but now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all Devo.
Oh my, five tracks in that last set. Look how, oh, I'm getting so rebellious against my own rules. From Pioneers Who Got Scalped, the Devo anthology, that was Devo with We're All Devo. That sort of dialogue and music can be found in the short film The Truth About Devolution. If you've never seen it, it is totally weird, it is totally fucked up, and very sort of uncomfortable, but you see where they came from. Before that, Jack Marshall with the Munsters theme, that is from a split single that has the Munsters theme on one side and the Alfred Hitchcock Presents theme on the other side, aka Funeral March of the Marionette, and that is a Record Store Day release last year from Death Waltz Records. They are terribly out of print. They're terribly expensive now, and they're awesome. Like, I mean, you just listen to the brass on that Munsters theme, and you're like, oh, yeah. If you own them, play them. They sound great. Don't just let them sit on your fucking shelf, people. Sam Space and the Cadets did Take Me to Your Leader, Cha-Cha-Cha. That is off the Purple Kniff Show LP, which is a sort of compilation album that is a radio show by Lux Interior of the Cramps, coming up again, as they frankly do pretty regularly. It's interesting, it's weird. It's kind of like the Forbidden City dog food comp, but with Lux Interior talking between things, sort of like a la sort of Zachary or Mad Mike or something like that. Eileen Barton did Poco Loco and the Coco from the compilation two-disc set If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake, which is her perhaps best-known song, and that track gave title to the Poco Loco and the Coco series of compilations. And we started everything off with another compilation track. That was the Zanies doing Chicken Surfer off of Real Gone Garbage. That is put out by Romulan Records, who also put out the quite excellent Frolic Diner compilation, which is sort of like a weird like cocktail or exotica, sort of the weird sort of less dirty version of the Las Vegas grind comps, basically. And that's this week's show. We'll be back in, let's look at it, April 14th with another podcast. The next episode will feature a lot of tracks that I've been kind of digging a lot lately. We'll get you ready for spring. We'll give you some stuff to play with the windows down and the speedometer up. And maybe we'll be able to talk about some Record Store Day upcoming stuff, since that will be the Monday before. So we'll see. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and so on and so forth to send me stuff for review and play on this here podcast. Tell your friends to download and listen. We can be found every couple of weeks at Rockstar Journalist, which is where I blog about tangible ephemera in an age of digital things. And until next time, thanks for listening.